This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burry, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And one of the things that people do very often is when you are a coach like me, it is lucrative. It is something where you're able to serve people in a big way. But the issue with coaching is the scalability, because you have a limited amount of time in a given day. And you do hear about some six-figure coaches feeling burnt out, not having time for their families. So what do? You have to figure out, how do you turn something like coaching or a done-for-you service into a product where you can make money in your sleep once you have it all set up? We have a really special guest who she actually takes her clients through that process. How can we take like coaching and done for you and turn them into products so we can get our time back? So today's guest, she is a corporate escapee who is known as the money and marketing champion. She is the founder of Power Up Your Marketing and holds multiple money and marketing coach certifications. And as we mentioned before, she helps her clients move away from charging by the hour and instead package and price their services so they can charge what they're worth and get what they deserve. So our guest for this interview on Breakthrough Success is none other than Kathleen Ann. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. I'm really, really happy to be here with you.
Kathleen, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. I feel like this is a topic so many people can relate with, because there are these different lucrative paths like coaching. I mean, I love being a coach because the impact you can have on people, but you know, the scalability issue, some of the things we were talking a little bit in the intro, but I feel like this isn't something that people automatically know going into this. So I'm wondering if you could just share with us a little bit of when did you realize that you needed to get your time back and shift to this product mentality?
Well, I realized that fairly soon after I got what I call the Don't Come Monday invitation from my corporate position. And I'd been there 7 years, and I'd been 20 years into a career in marketing, direct response marketing, in fact. So I figured that I wouldn't get another job, but I would, you know, start a business so that I had control and I could do what I liked with who I liked and when I liked. And doesn't that sound like a fantastic recipe? And anyone who's done it will realize that it's not always a smooth transition from a job to a business owner. So I actually started consulting, figuring, because I did have an expertise in a very specific area of marketing and in financial services. So I figured that I would be marketable in that sense. And I that's what I first started doing. And I quickly realized that that was like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It was a bit of a rough start. And I was almost just constantly looking for another gig. You know, in consulting, it's a long process. You got to wait for the yes, and then by the time you get around to do delivering, if you're like me, I deliver my services, then you have to turn up and deliver. So while you're doing that sort of thing, then off goes the rest of your marketing and so forth. And I figured there's got to be a better way. And that's what started me on the path of looking for somebody who had the sort of business that I wanted. And that's what I did. I started to look and then felt that there's a lot of people just like me going through that same process. So that's what got me really excited, is not only did I solve my problem, but I figured this is the problem I can solve for other people. And that turned, I pivoted my business on that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I feel like if you do dread your Monday, I mean, that's a sign that you're not doing the right things with the time that you have. I mean, I see people think like, well, I mean, like it's 5 days a week, I guess Saturday and Sundays, I'm getting the money in. But the ways you feel about work, that carries over into areas outside of your work. So like if you're doing something on Monday you're not liking, you should definitely look for a way to get out. I've have heard of some rough stories. Kathleen mentions how, like, you know, it's not a smooth transition. Some people, they get into debt for their business and they're nervous about, like, making enough money when they get out of their job. So it's not something to be taken lightly, like making that jump. And Kathleen did start with consulting. So I'm wondering, how did you get the initial momentum for your business when you decide corporate stop for you and you go into consulting?
Well, just tell me what you asked again specifically. I missed that last bit.
When you got out of your job,
yeah,
and you got into the consulting, can you talk about that transition and how you got the initial momentum?
So that was the thing when I realized that I'd made a false start, really, because in consulting, it is a long process to get the yes, usually, especially in corporate. They don't make decisions overnight. But what it was is about, putting in a proposal and get, you know, a costing and waiting for decisions and all that went around with that. And what I realized was I was basically fishing for somebody, company, who I could help. So you go along and you say, well, this is what I do. Let's have a discussion and see whether what you're looking for I can help you with. So that's when I got this big aha, and I thought, you know, the people in the area that I transitioned into then, which is small business owners and particularly women, because they're undercharged probably more so than guys, that self-value, etc. And what I realized was that they had a problem I could fix. So why not put my services around creating a system that they could go through with me to solve the problem that I knew they had? So that switched the whole thing around. No longer was I just looking for a problem to fix my stuff onto, but I actually created a system, a process, a step-by-step process. I call those my signature system, and that's what I help clients do who are in coaching and consulting, that sort of thing. Why not go right back and go, what do I love to do? What am I really good at? And how can I use those skills and put them into something that would create a business income? So that's what I decided to do for myself. And then that's what I do for other people. So when I say productize your services, on the other model, it's selling time. And the reason we start selling time, well, there's two really. We come usually out of a job. Those who didn't go straight into a business, who have come from some sort of employment, you get paid by the hour, not by what you do or the results that you get. In management, yes, you get bonused and you get KPIs and that sort of thing so that you can earn on top of what might be your regular salary. But you do know that you get paid usually by the time that it takes. And then in professional services, doctors and lawyers and solicitors and the like, they turn on the meter when you pick up the phone and they're charging for their time. So this is what happens. We've just been conditioned to sell our time. And I would say to you, Mark, why would I buy your time? Why would I do that? I want to buy what you can do for me. So that's what is the big mindset shift for people, is to think about the results. So when you create your services around solving a problem that is going to get the outcome for the client, which is a solution to the problem, it becomes so much easier. And then the more that you sell services into solving that problem, the more expertise you get. The better you get, the better you get. And guess what happens then? You can put your fees up. Experts get paid more. So that's the thing. Look for a niche market and don't try to serve everybody, which is what a lot of coaches do. They looking for the next warm pulse. You know, who can I sign up as a client and what can I do for them? Rather than go with a very specific offer. And that offer is like, that's when I say it's almost like productizing. You can hold it in your hand. you can hold it out almost and put that in front of somebody and ask them to buy it, because they've got a clear idea of the outcome that they'll get when they engage in your services.
And a lot of really interesting points. I mean, the fact that people aren't paying for your time, they're paying for your results. And we do have to think about that if you are a consultant or a coach. I mean, it is by the hour, it's how you get paid, but people want the results. So if you're able to give them the results and coaching, that's going to help you get more clients. If you give them the result of like a training course, that's going to help you get more sales. And you create the training course once, and then it's one of those forever things. One of the only challenges I see, and I'd really love your insight on this, is for a coaching, it's consistent money each month from a client. And I see this as like part of the job mentality also. You get consistent money each month from someone, while for like a training course, you get a one-off payment. So how do you keep the sales coming in for a training course or the product that you choose to have that consistent income?
Okay, so a couple of points there. When I say productize your services, that's the model to create what I call packages, and people can buy into those. So it's not necessarily an online done once in a box that people can subscribe to. It can be, and some of the processes my clients create are doing exactly that. But if you've got a coaching program, some areas, and if I use my own example, just to say that I have VIP days. They are done with me days. They're not done for you, and I don't give you a whole bunch of stuff. You've got to go do it yourself, but I actually set people up in those processes. Then if they want to go through on the coaching when they're implementing, then I can do that with them as well. So I would do branding, choose a niche, create a signature system, which is just these steps you take your clients through to get the outcome. Then we would package them into perhaps like a good, better, best type offer. So people have got a choice. They don't have to go yes, no. It's at what level. And once you've got all that structure, you can then do that in the one-to-many model. So you could have people doing those processes in either online or in person, but you would do them in a group and not an individual. And then from there, you can upsell into working on when people are implementing. That works really well in a group as well. So if you've got a group of people doing this at the same time, they're likely to have the same issues. So the coaching can have a group component, but your package could also have a one-on-one component, particularly if you have a good, better, best. Some people are going to be happy to have the lesser investment for the group involvement, but your high-end clients are going to want high care, high touch, and they're going to want you on them. And that's great, because you then have ability to serve everybody at the level they're willing to invest. And your pricing can be, for that high care, high touch, that's your platinum offer, and that's the high price offer. Very much worth your time one-on-one.
We've got more coming up about how do we manage all the workload and hiring people. So a lot more insights coming up in this episode. But right now what we have is the Jobber Minute. And there are people who ask me about Jobber offering on my way text messages. Well, what is that exactly? On My Way Text Messages is an included service available on the Jobber app that lets your customers know when you're on your way to a job. Use a standardized message to remind customers that you're on your way, running a bit behind, or how long it will be until you arrive, allowing you to spend more time on the actual work than on corresponding and potential miscommunications. That is the Jobber Minute for this episode of Breakthrough Success. Make sure you go check them out and get a really awesome discount over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough. Anyway, let's go right back into the episode where we're going to talk about how we can manage all of this workload and a little bit on hiring people as well. Yeah, that's really great insight. I'm happy you clarified that. Like, I had training courses and books on my mind because that's usually the way I do it. I don't have like a done for you or with you or any kind of service like that yet. So that is something I will think about incorporating. So maybe a future announcement, I don't know, but it is interesting to hear about that approach. One of the things that I've thought about for a done for you service is I like the coaching where you talk to someone for a little bit, then they go ahead and do it. But I know the done for you, done with you, you can have a really great impact on people too and charge higher. So what are your thoughts on just being able to manage the workload? Because I feel like that also would be scalable, but you could hire people. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, so as far as hiring, depending. Now, some people will take what I'm suggesting getting set up in the first place. Then they would certify other people to deliver their program. So then they would just step back from being the service provider and they would be franchising almost or certifying. So the income would come from their own activities, but also from all those other people who'll be going out doing what it is that they're being trained to do. So basically a trainer model. So that's another way to take more or receive more income that doesn't take your time. At the same time, the groups can be really quite large groups. You know, you can be working in processes where the basic foundational work is done in quite a large group. And then in the implementation phases, if you wanted to create that sort of program, you can almost create mini groups within the group so that you can break them down and have them working with a buddy to, you know, advance their progress so that they're helping each other while you're helping the whole. There are all sorts of ways. I call that slicing and dicing. So you can slice and dice what you do into so many different ways to deliver. And what I like about doing that is that you get to take as many of those packages as you want to. Like if it's a done, if people are going to pretty much go off on their own, then that doesn't involve you. But at the high end, then I block my time. How I work is with my coaching clients, I block those over, I only usually coach on 2 days and only parts of those days. So clients, this is another tip for people too. If you give a client, and we have clients ourselves, and if you gave the client the control where they pick what suited them when they were going to work with you, well, guess what? You're going to be jerked around. You're going to be all over the place because you're at somebody else's behest. But hey, you're the business owner. You know, you're the leader of your business. So set a good example for your clients and give them the opportunity that they have to work with you that suits you, works in your time frame. And this is talking about boundaries now. So it's another part of the process is having strong boundaries. You know, they can be a little bit flexible, but you don't want to be a pushover.
Right.
So that's what happens with people are trying to please other people and not at their own best interest. Then that's where the burnout comes. That's where the frustration comes. And like children, they'll push back and push back and push back until in the end you are being at somebody else's behest and not at what you really want. So you can look at your calendar. I play golf on Thursdays. I don't coach on Thursdays. I don't do business on Thursdays. I'm on the golf course. And everybody knows that. So they don't expect, if they ring me and leave a message, I'll ring them from the 19th hole. After But you're not getting me when I'm on the golf course. That's my time. So that's the thing I feel. I have a lifestyle business. It is built around the fact that I have other things in my life. I have only 2 children, but I have 9 grandkids. And they take a little bit of attention. I don't mind my grandkids. I've done my childminding era, but I do want time to have quality time with my children and my grandchildren. So this is where I look and think, okay, so where does that leave? What income that people want to earn? the time that they want to spend doing that, and then how can you create your services around delivering that even balance, instead of expecting that you're going to make, you know, great income doing everything that you love when you really don't have the foundational structure to achieve it.
I love the boundary, because I've like sometimes like people like when you quit corporate, like you think about like all the different things you want to do, pursuing the work you love, having a better lifestyle. But there are people who they go into the business they love and then they're making it, but then they have no boundaries. So they feel like they're working for every waking minute. Yeah. And I mean, for some people like that idea of you playing golf on Thursday, like I vibe with that. I really like that. I feel like a lot of people like to have that kind of an option. But there are some people who they may, you mentioned this, they want to please the client. They want to, they'll fold if the client says like Thursday in the middle of your golf game. So how have you gotten good at setting boundaries? Have you ever had a client who said like, I want to do Thursday when you were on the golf course?
So if that were to happen, and it doesn't, because when I'm talking with my clients, they know up front how they're going to work, how it's going to roll, and they respect that. See, this is what I think is it's a whole mindset thing that we, especially coming out of corporate, you've had to suit up and face up and be the what you are expected to be. When you have your own business, why don't you just be yourself? Authenticity is the big thing. I'm an open book. There's nothing up my sleeve, no secrets. People know what they're going to get. And I have to tell you that they get 100% of me, 120% of me, but in my time frame. My brain is always ticking. I am always on my client's case, if you like. That doesn't mean that they need to be contacting me at certain hours. So that's another thing. You know, I give people access to me either by, you know, phone or email, but it's only my high-end clients that have me directly. And that's what I mean about where people are investing and what you're delivering. And they are the people that you need, the higher-end people, obviously, that are paying the bigger investment. They are the people who are able to get you at short notice. You know, have all those extra bonuses and all that care and attention, because that's the level that they're engaged with. I love my clients and they love me. We have a great time. It's that's not awesome. Work. It's not hard. It's just we're working toward the same outcomes, and we're very clear at the beginning. And that's what I think with coaching is that so long as we have a clear outcome and what we do, you know, I truly believe we have to pick something we're passionate about. So often we go out and to do, which I did. I went with my skills. I had a corporate career. I was in management. I had a peer group. I had a network for very specific skills. And I figured, well, why wouldn't I just sell them directly? Lots of reasons, and I found them out. It wasn't what I loved after 20 years of doing that. I hadn't really understood that I could I could just reinvent myself and do something that really brought me joy. And I think that's the work to be done at the outset, is to pause and really think about the structure of the business you're creating. Some people have a fantastic income from an amazing business and they hate every moment of it. I don't want that, and I don't want that for my clients. So we should be picky, and we should be clear, and getting clarity is the very first step. That's the difficult part. What are we going to create as a business? What do we want from our business? How are we going to spend our time? Who are we going to spend it with? And what are we going to be doing when we're doing the things that we are delivering if you're in a service-based business? And that's why when I came around to productizing them, it's not so much that it's going to sit on a shelf and someone's going to buy it. Some of that you can do, certainly books and videos and training programs. Yes, you can. But if you're in the people business, and I love the people in my business, then I still want to touch the flesh sometimes, or at least see somebody, you know, looking back at me and making a difference. You know, I have a brand new client, and I got a text from her just yesterday, and she just signed up her first client doing her very first new signature system that we created. And I was doing the happy dance. I was so excited for her. You know, this is like so quickly into place, and it's the exact match the client that she's got to what it is we've created. So it's very, very interesting how when you get right, I work from inside out. So when you really can bring yourself to your game, your business, and just play full out and love every minute of it, people get attracted to that. They can see the joy that you have, and they want to be experiencing that. And then they, you know, it's part of the brand is attracting the people that are a match for you, because you don't want the people who are hard work. Those people who want you to interrupt your golf game and get you at all sorts of hours, they're not my ideal client. We will not get along.
And I mean, it's clear to me that you care about your clients, not just for the money they bring in for you, but as people. I mean, when you do see results for your clients, it is something that, you know, makes you feel like your work's having an impact on people. So,
oh, truly. That's why we do what we do. If we're in coaching, that is what we do. Why, we, you know, exactly what drives us. And of course we deserve to be well paid for what we achieve for people. Yeah. And Mark, that's the thing about service based businesses and talking about charging by the hour. Most of the time people go into business, they look around and see who else is doing what they're doing, and they'll go, oh, but they've got qualifications and they've been doing it longer than me and they're doing this and that. And they look at what they're charging, and then they price themselves under usually that, because they feel like they're not worth what the competition might be charging. And guess what? They're all undercharging. Nearly everybody is undercharging. So you start by undercharging. It's tough to come up from that. So there's no need. When you can put yourself into the position of being the expert, and people get a bit thingy about that, you don't have to be the expert of everything, but you need to be the expert of the thing that you do for the people you do it for, that niche group of people. Get your profile up. Be the go-to person for that result, and the pricing doesn't come into it the way it does if you can be shopped around on an hourly price. People will ring you up and say, and how much do you charge? And coaches would often say, oh, $300 an hour, or $200 an hour, or $500 an hour. And they go, okay, thank you. They hang up and they ring another person who's a coach. And how much do you charge? So it's a mindset that we've got, and I want people to realize that, think about it. If you came to me with an issue and I said, Mark, okay, I can solve the problem for you, but you need to see me once a week, every week for 6 months, and it'll take an hour, and we'll work through all this stuff, and then here's the investment for that. Or, Mark, I've got a magic wand and I can just cure you. What's worth more money?
Good point.
Instant cure. So think about busy lives. People are really busy. Coaches tend to load so much into their program. They take so much time from their prospective clients that they get overwhelmed. They give them so much information and processes and muddle that they can't actually get into the action that you want them to take. So less is best. Be really clear and be really precise, because those outcomes, they're just the next step and the next step and the next step. And we need our clients to understand that we know the way, we can lead them there. We're expert at what we do, and look at the results we get for our clients. we can evidence them. They're giving us glowing bouquets and testimonials. So that's what we need to gather. So we need to be able to have a rinse and repeat. And there you get your time back. Mm. When a client wants to do work with me, just say they only wanted to do branding. I pick up my branding material and I work with archetypes. So I have these beautiful archetype cards which help people understand themselves. And if you're not familiar and the listeners aren't familiar, an archetype is simply a set of characteristics that make up your approach to things. So in branding, you'll have a certain style and it'll be recognized archetypally. And if you know yourself archetypally, you're authentic. And it's about authenticity that I'm all about, but the tools of the archetype, and that helps not only you ground yourself and understand, but also your clients to recognize how that comes through. So in all of those parts, I guess, of the process, that's what you need, all of that foundation, and then to get on there and really be able then to charge what you're worth, because other people don't do what you do if you differentiate yourself. But if you hang out a generalist shingle and you serve everybody with anything that they need help with, you will definitely be shopped around. You'll never get paid what you're worth. You'll never really have a thrilling day because you're doing so many fragmented things and they take the time. So back to the point I was making is all that time you spend creating new stuff and going through a whole bunch of processes that nobody really needs is so time consuming. So your clients can't get the results they get if you can zing with them, and you get wasted time that you don't really get return for, and you're constantly being held back because you're constantly making up new stuff.
Yeah, those, I mean, some really incredible insights. I mean, deep in the underpricing and like how we look at other people to judge our price. But if we offer something completely different and we give value, we give the results people want, we can price ourselves higher, even if someone may have higher qualifications. So that is a really great point. I know you mentioned your money archetypes. That is something we'll drop in the show notes for anyone who's interested. But do you want to share with us anything else, like ways for us to stay in touch and different things like that?
Yeah, so I actually work with two sets of archetypes. One is for branding, and that's part of the positioning, the offerings and the marketing side of things. The other one is the money archetypes, and that is where how we think and feel about money. And that's what comes through when it undermines us if we don't get more conscious about those thoughts, because we just go to our normal go-to embedded subconscious operation, and we keep getting those same results because we find ways to justify why we're not worth the money that we're really worth. So there's two sides of it: getting positioned in the marketplace, of course, but then also being willing to charge what you're worth. So if people did want to engage with me, is that what you're asking? If I might give them a okay, fine. So if you were to go to my website, you can actually find a place on a couple of my pages where you can book in a complimentary 30-minute session with me, and I'll help you get clear about your marketing as well as the money that you could earn if you look at the structures that I would chat to you about. So my website is powerupyourmarketing.com, and on those pages there, people can find that contact link to go through and actually book in that time with me. I'd love to have that conversation. I block out time in my calendar to engage with people who are looking for the sorts of work that I do, and looking to get themselves not only positioned in their marketplace, but actually to be able to charge what they're worth and get it.
Can Kathleen, really awesome stuff. All those links will be in the show notes as a reference. We'll also throw in the strategy session for me, markgabrotti.com/strategy, or you could just text the word strategy to 31996 if you want to learn how to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast. Kathleen, once again, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share all of your great insights and take the time to be on Breakthrough Success.
It's been my absolute pleasure, and I want people to be able to really get value from the work that it takes to put yourself out there into a business. I'm all about supporting people to do exactly that.
This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.